Can we turn that around? How does the climate affect the ocean?
Well, there's actually quite a lot of ways. One of the features of climate that really seems to matter a lot for the ocean, one that we've worked a lot on here at GFDL, is the role of winds. So we have some evidence from paleoclimatic studies, distribution of trees, chemicals and ice cores and things like that, that winds have changed in the past. And the area that we're particularly interested in is the Southern Ocean. The Southern Hemisphere jet stream can shift by hundreds of kilometers. And it turns out that those shifts can have a big impact on ocean circulation. That's one of the main results to come out of the ocean group in this lab in the past, say, 20 years, is we've really been trying to figure out how that works. The reason it's important is that those winds act as a sort of pump for the whole ocean circulation, bringing up dense water to the surface where it can get freshened and warmed, and so you can turn dense water into light water. And that acts like a pump. You can think of it as the faucet on your bathtub, that if the light waters of the ocean, which basically are in the tropics are about 3,000 feet deep, that top 3,000 feet of warm water really got its start in the Southern Ocean. That pumping and freshening is like turning on a faucet and filling up that bowl 3,000 feet deep with warmer, fresher water. Now, the drain for that is in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's part of the Gulf Stream North Atlantic Current System that brings warm water northwards and means that the North Atlantic off of Newfoundland or Iceland is actually warmer than the North Pacific at the same latitude. So that whole system, we think, is really pumped by the winds and slowed down by precipitation. And how exactly that happens and how those opposing forces may change in the future is really one of the key topics that we try to understand with our climate models.